The mine shaft is now closed. The miners are all out. But the celebrations that began when the first miner emerged from the ground in Chile will probably not stop for quite some time. There is a great sense of national pride in the country of Chile right now. You could hear that when they were singing the anthem as the rescue continued. But it comes at a particularly significant moment for the country. It's the 200th year of independence, and they're still recovering from the earthquake which devastated regions of Chile in February of this year. And so we are asking the BBC's Vanessa Buschluter, who was at the mine up until the very last miner came out, what exactly is going on and what the mood is in Chile. Vanessa, is it a sense of relief? Is that what's going on, or is it more than that?
It's obviously a sense of relief because everybody is just so happy that these miners are all out safely. I mean, this was a hugely complicated task of engineering. But the president, Sebastián Piñera, alluded to what you're saying, that this is also a sense of pride in a nation which has achieved something. He said yesterday when the last miner came out that this would put Chile into the minds of people around the world, not for the coup that Pinochet carried out, not for the earthquake, but for something positive. And he appealed to the whole country to keep this unity that they've demonstrated in this case and to hold on to that and now take Chile forward.
Well, the miners actually, they looked surprisingly fit as they came out. I know that there are some complications medically as they came on, but how long are they expected to stay in the hospital? When will they be released?
They have to stay in the hospital for 48 hours. That was always made clear from the very beginning. One source told me that they have to stay there for 48 hours, also for insurance reasons. If they leave earlier, their insurance may be void, so they will be there for those 48 hours. And also, they have to be assessed properly, because obviously after those 69, almost 70 days down in the mine shaft, they just want to run the gamut of tests to make sure that they are fighting fit.
So what is the next step? Obviously, they're going to be celebrating in Chile for some time, but has the president, is he expected to follow through immediately on his words about the investigation into what happened and in changing policies for safety?
I think so. I mean, this has really put mining safety on the top of the agenda. And Lawrence Goulburn, the mining minister, who has been so crucial in this whole story, who's been at the mine almost nonstop and who also greeted the miners as they got out, he's got a huge approval rating thanks to the success of this rescue. But he will not want to lose the goodwill of the people, and he will definitely make sure that policies are changed and that new mine safety policies come in, and that this time they're stuck to. Because remember, this mine, just a year previously to this rockfall, there was a similar accident, and it was suggested that the mine closed down, but only after a couple of months it reopened without those changes, those safety changes having been made. So this time they will want to get it right nationwide, not just at the San Jose mine.
And we're assuming that the miners can probably retire in comfort for the rest of their lives at this point once they get out of the hospital. Vanessa Buschluter is a correspondent for our partner, the BBC. She spoke to us from a hotel in Copiapó, Chile.